Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, hold on a second. I got sold a bill of goods. I got scammed. That's the title of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley. And I've got a seriously a bone to pick with my orthodontist of all people. The orthodontist scammed me. I'm going to tell you all about it. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Gave the middle finger to the boss May 6, 2005. Went after my dream, failed miserably, the laughing stock of all over Ohio and across the United States, made fun of, a complete loser. Why? Because I failed. Ended up, though, having cashed a check from the boss in the past 13 years, so that's a good thing. I'll tell you all about it on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate the show on iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Let's dive into it. It's a show for the inspirational individual, the doer, the dreamer, the entrepreneur, somebody that wants to go through massive transition in their life. And, you know, listen to a guy who is completely insane. There is no doubt about it. You listen to this show for 5 seconds, you know you're listening to somebody who has completely lost their mind, but gained the mind of a champion. Hey, so I went to the orthodontist a few months ago. I think I shared this story about a few months ago, but I want to dive deeper into the story and let you know that change is a-coming, but it ain't going to come as fast as you want it to, but you're still going to have to pay $7,000 for it. Isn't that the craziest damn thing? So I go to the orthodontist for a mouth guard a few months ago. Of all things, a mouth guard, because I grind my teeth like a flipping axe, and I've got about half of my molars left, according to the my main man, Ben, my dentist, for the past, I don't even know, man, 20 years. I had to have bought that guy a Mercedes by now. Maybe even a Rolex to boot. 20 years going to the dentist, all that stuff. Yeah. And my four kids. I have four kids? Yeah, I've got four kids. They all go there. My wife goes there. Definitely bought him a Mercedes, probably a Rolex, and maybe even a second home. So anyway, Ben's like, dude, you chewed into your mouth guard, and you need a new one. I'm like, all right. So I go to the orthodontist, not Ben. Long story why. My wife goes there. My girls go there. By the way, everyone in my family, including my wife, has gotten braces in the past 5 years. My wife got them because, I don't know if you knew this, you could lose your damn teeth unless they get straightened out. So orthodontist says, hey, Angela, it's my wife. Look, you better get your braces. Like, my wife's rolling around at 46 years old with braces. This was 4 years ago. Anyway, she got them fixed, healthy. Teeth are a big deal, man. I mean, this isn't a health podcast, but your teeth are a big damn deal. You got to do all you can to keep those babies clean. I get my teeth cleaned every 3 months. Why not? $100. I don't have dental insurance. I pay cash for everything. And as an entrepreneur, you'll figure out why, because there ain't a dental plan out there that matters. And unless maybe wisdom teeth. I don't know, man. It seems like I'm losing money on dental plans all the time. So I just pay cash. It's $100 for a cleaning. You know, once a year you get an x-ray for $80. Why not? So every 3 months, I'm dropping $100. So I'm, you know, for $30 a month or so, I'm getting my teeth professionally clean. So anyway, just a public service announcement from your boy, the importance of teeth. And so I go to the orthodontist. Long story short, how I ended up there. I go to the orthodontist and I get fitted for a mouth guard. And then she stops talking for a minute. She's like, dude, your teeth are jacked. I mean, these things, your chiclets are about ready to come out in about 10 years. Now, that's not how she said it. That's how I heard it. I'm like, okay, so what'd she do? She put me in pain, mentally in pain. I need a solution. Who do you think had the solution? Ding, ding, ding. She did. Shelly. Shelly's awesome, by the way, the orthodontist. And I go, how much? She said $6,000. I said, let's do it. Put it on the credit card. Here you go. Here's the credit card. She goes, that was fast. I'm like, hell yeah, it is. You scared the hell out of me. Why aren't we going to do it? I mean, you're telling me I'm losing my teeth? Are you kidding me? I can't lose my teeth, man. I'm 50 years old. So, we get fitted for that. Here's the thing. Okay, so I got Invisalign. I didn't get the typical braces. I got Invisalign. So I don't even know. I didn't even know how Invisalign works. Here's the thing, man. They sent me, gave me 33 weeks of retainers when they finally came in, like a month later. I got fitted, whatever that, you chew into that nasty green goo and they fit your mouth and all that stuff. And you end up picking that stuff out of your teeth for about the next 4 weeks. And they, your retainers come in and you wear the first set for 2 weeks. And then after that, every week you change them out. So I think I'm on week five or week six. I'm on week five of my, I'm on the fifth retainer, but I'm week six because I wore the first week twice. And, hey, why aren't my teeth straight? I'm 5 minutes into the show, and I'm finally getting to the damn point. Oh, you people are beautiful because you humor me. You listen to my stories. You laugh when they're not funny. You tell me I'm smart even though I'm not. I really appreciate it. I'm finally getting to the point of this entire podcast. Hey, it's been 5 weeks. Why aren't my teeth straight? I got scammed. I gave you $6,000. Where's my teeth straight? Takes time, man. Takes time. You know how many people I get on the phone with? They're like, Sam, I've been podcasting for 3 months now, and I haven't got a coaching client. Sam, I put my funnel up with my new e-course, and I've yet to make a sale. And it's been, wait for it, 2 months. I'm like, okay, come back in 2 years. What? That's a scam. Oh, yeah, it's a scam. Yeah, sure. Sure is. Yeah, oh my God. Can you imagine having to wait 24 months before you got your first sale? The thought. Oh my, you got scammed. Now, don't give any thought at all to going into the workforce after college when you're 22 and work until you're 62. Pay no attention to those 40 years that you've wasted your life doing something that didn't really fill your purpose, give you significance, or add any value out there to your life and made somebody else insanely wealthy but never made you wealthy. Pay no attention to that 40 years that you're in traffic commuting to and from. Don't pay no attention to jumping on that airplane at a moment's notice. We need you in Omaha. We need you in Sacramento. We need you in Dallas. Now pay no attention to any of that. Pay no attention to coming home like a wet rag, feel like you just got wrung out and you got no energy left for your kids. Pay no attention to that. But boy, you make sure you focus on those 2 years it takes to start making money on this online business that you started. Come on, man. You and I both know that's not a scam. You know anybody that's got any commitment at all is going to end up being successful. It works 100% of the time, but it only works if you work, man. It only works if your mind's working. It only works if you eliminate the show earlier talking about the moles in the field of dreams. By the way, man, I thought that was genius. I shared that with my wife last night. I got the eye roll like I get from everybody in my family when I tell them about my podcast. You know, you what? How did you work in moles into what? Yeah. Anyway, family doesn't get me. Thank God you get me. Thank God I've got you that really gets me. You get me. But what I was talking about yesterday on the show was about don't let these toxic people into your life, man. They're going to ruin that dream that you've got. So it's going to work. It always works. It works 100% of the time. How often? 100% of the time. 10 out of 10 entrepreneurs succeed when they stay committed. That's it. It's a fact. It's my statistic. I made it up. I'm going with it. I know it's true because I don't know anyone who has not succeeded who never gave up, who stayed in the game, who never gave up. So just like those Invisalign braces, I'm on week six. My teeth don't look any straighter. They hurt like hell when I take my retainer out. So I know something's working right there. And that's all part of the process. You're going to go through that pain. There's going to be that hurt. There's going to be that pain. You're going to feel it on the front. And you're going to go, I don't see any results, man. I don't see any results. Oh, my God. I paid Crowley $10,000 and we don't see any result. Okay. How about this? How about you stay committed? How about you stay focused? You stay fired up, stay jacked up, stay inspired, realize why, why you got started in the first place. For me, it was to be a dad. I know, doesn't sound sexy, right? All I wanted to be was a dad. Mine left when I was 3 months old. So that left a big void. And then I've got a daughter who's 3 years old who comes on the other side of that and says, Daddy is tomorrow Saturday. Boom, that's the powder keg. That's what got everything lit. Now, that was 2004 when she asked Daddy is tomorrow Saturday. You know, I never got paid to speak until 2008. Wow. Holy crap, Sam. How did you ever make it? Well, I went back to the job like I talked about the very first 5 seconds of this show. Everybody's like, loser, every day Saturday. But it's okay. Don't see any of those people now. Wouldn't see any of those people now because they don't even hang in the same circles I would ever hang in. They still go to a job, still got a boss, still commute, still never see their family, still stressed out, still miserable. Not me. I'm having a large Dunkin' with one pump of caramel swirl and three cream right now in the Kroger parking lot recording this podcast. I don't even go anywhere near those people anymore. Why would I? They're the moles. I got my Field of Dream, man, all laid out. You got to do the same thing, but you got to quit having the expectations. You go get braces, your teeth ain't getting straight for 2 to 3 years, okay? My Invisalign, I have no expectation until those 33 retainers are gone through. I think I'm getting more. God, I hope so. For $6,000, I hope I'm getting more than 33 retainers. You know what's funny? I wouldn't care if I paid $6,000 for one retainer. I wouldn't care. Why? Because I'm paying for the result. You're going to straighten my teeth? You're going to give me perfect dental health for the next 20 or 30 years? God, I hope I live another 30 years to be 81 years old and past that. Are you going to guarantee my health for the next 30 years? I'll give you $6,000 for one retainer. Hell, I'd give you $6,000 if you punched me in the face, if that was going to straighten my teeth and make me healthy for the next 30 years. I don't care. Whatever the result was, I'm buying it as long as you're telling me what do I need to do. I pay an orthodontist $6,000 to tell me what I need to do. Why? Because she's in the teeth business. I'm not. People pay me to launch their dream and to learn how to monetize it and to have significance in their life. Why? Because I'm in the dream business, man, and how to monetize your dream. It's one thing to have one. It's a whole different ballgame to be able to monetize it and to be able to have a purpose when your feet hit the ground in the morning and say, I know exactly why I'm here. And by the way, have you booked your call? Have you gone to Launch with Sam, launchwithsam.com, and booked a 30-minute call? And if you haven't, why not? What do you got to lose? At the very least, you're going to be inspired to get going and get after it. I'll tell you, man, if you can commit 2 years, just 2 years to that message that you've got inside. If you don't got, I'll help you find it. I'll help you find it. Don't worry. We'll get it done. But you got to commit 2 years. Don't check your bank account. Don't focus on how broke you are. You know, people check their bank account to remind themselves how broke they are. Oh, let me log in today. I want to be depressed. I got to check my bank account. Why don't you stop checking your bank account? Get your bills paid. All right, work all that out. I get it. We got to go. It's okay to go to a job, man. There's nothing wrong. You know what's wrong is going to a job you hate for the rest of your life. That's what's wrong. You give me 2 years, I'll help you monetize that passion and help you make every day Saturday. But if you can't commit 2 years, are you kidding me? As long as I got these Invisalign retainers in, it reminds me, and it's always going to remind me about the pain and the process and the result, that we need to be patient and we need to understand this isn't a scam. If it takes 2 years, who cares if it takes 4 years? You know what happened on that 4-year anniversary of when my daughter said, Daddy is tomorrow Saturday? Let me tell you what didn't happen, by the way, okay? She said, Daddy is tomorrow Saturday, asked that question, those four words that changed my life and launched the movement in November of 2004, okay? In May of 2005, May 6, I quit my job. In August, I went back to my job because I lost everything and had to take that brunt of being made fun of, humiliated, and I loved it. It's like I wish I could have bottled that and just sniffed that bottle every day, that humiliation in the bottle, because it drives me, man. You wouldn't even understand how much that freaking drives me still to this day. And you might think, dude, you're Fruit Loops, man. You're freaking insane. You're right. I did. I lost my mind of the employee, the woe is me, the plan average and all that, and I gained the mind of an entrepreneur, a dreamer, a doer, and a passionate father and husband who wants to leave a legacy. That's what I gained. In 2005, nothing happened. I didn't start speaking. I was still filled with all that. I filed bankruptcy, for crying out loud. 2006 is when I launched everydaysaturday.com. And that's when I bought the domain name. That's when I would say I officially kind of threw my hat in the ring. And then in 2008, got the $25,000 keynote, sold $200,000 of coaching, and I was on my way because I never lost the passion. The passion meter never got below halfway. I'm not telling you it never went down. Anyone tells you that's lying anyway. I'm not saying the passion meter never went down. It never got below halfway. Like the tank never got halfway. You know what stayed full? The hope tank. I got a hope tank, and so do you. Maybe your hope tank's low. Maybe it's halfway full. Mine's always full because it also has that G word, gratitude. Got a lot of gratitude, man. I'm so freaking happy. I'm healthy. I can breathe. I woke up on the right side of the ground today, and you should be too. Anything more than that's just you're playing with a house's money at that point. If you've never lost a parent to a stroke, a heart attack, Lou Gehrig's disease, you've never seen anybody suffer from lung cancer or anything like that, then you wouldn't have gratitude. But if you've ever had a loved one who suffered and had pain and maybe passed away, maybe they didn't, maybe they're in a wheelchair, a nursing home, you look at them and say, you know, by the grace of God, that's not me. Only by the grace of God, that's not me. So if you're complaining right now, you don't have gratitude and you don't have perspective that you're not somebody sitting in a damn gurney in the middle of a nursing home, drooling out your mouth while everybody walks past you, okay? Get some gratitude. Get some perspective. Get on the phone with me. Go to launchwithsam.com. Let's get your dream launched and monetized. So 2 years from now, you're looking back saying, damn, that Crowley was right, man. A little painful. just like the Invisalign or any braces you get. I actually think regular braces would be more painful than Invisalign, but I don't know because I've never had the regular ones. But I'm so happy I gave the orthodontist $6,000. I'm so happy I'm feeling the pain of the teeth shifting. I'm so happy that I'm in the middle of a process, and I'm so grateful that I've got a result that I can look forward to. I don't care when that result is, if it's 18 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. I know my chiclets are going to be straight, and that's what's important. All right, let's get after it, all right? Let's get after it, all right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.